Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, July 5, 2019. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
All right. Excuse me. Sorry, got caught there. All right, it is Friday. The weekend is approaching, and there's good things coming. So, first, Ray, did we put anything out?
Yes, we had a update for Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll read that. Thursday's update. Happy July 4th. We did not receive 800 numbers nor any announcements of the RV. Some call centers were manned today just in case something big happened. Reportedly, the sequestered banking staff were given the day off and told to return first thing Friday morning. Multiple rates are now being seen to fit the situation, I suppose. And Tish's ain't going to happen on a Friday theory just might prove false. Time will tell. And that was the Thursday update.
Well, Tish is a lot smarter than y'all give her credit for, huh? I believe she is. All right, guys. So a couple things are happening. Some banks did release their people yesterday for the 4th. Some banks did not. They actually stayed all night and are still there today. Just so you know that. Everybody didn't do the same thing. Yeah. Some banks called their people earlier this morning and told them, don't come in today. Do not come in today. And I'm using the word some because other banks have their people sitting in the exchange center. So everybody's not on the same page today. Again, there, I can tell you all of the banks so far, all of them have their people reporting in tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, all banks have their exchange people reporting in tomorrow. Now, that's a good thing because even though this could happen, well, we just talked to one bank probably about 30 minutes ago, or a person with info from the bank, and they said all their rates are off the screen. They were there this morning, but they're all off the screen right now. That was one particular bank, which is doing the RV, doing the exchange, and they did have rates this morning, and they do have exchange rates. But as of right now, all their rates are off the screen. So we do have personnel going in tomorrow morning, some at 6, some at 8. So we'll see what happens. I can tell you guys that people from Iraq think this is happening tomorrow, but they said that yesterday. They didn't think it was going to happen on Friday. They thought it was going to happen Saturday. So we'll wait and see. Hopefully one or two of them are right. But I do have some good information for you guys, and I have some very confusing information. So now is the time to get out your pen and paper. Pen and paper. Get all the wax out your ears so you don't go seeing Tony say it, something Tony didn't say. And understand us clearly, because I am going to give you some information. I'm going to give you some rates that you can look forward to. Because as of, not yesterday, but Wednesday, at least the major banks, if you planned on doing what I'm about to explain to you. So, CIA, you ready? Okay, here we go. The rates for the dinar are supposed to start at 365. That's a rate that everybody can look forward to, 365. From there, the next rate is 447. The next rate is $6. The next rate is $8, and then there's a contract rate of $28.50. OK. Okay, contract rate. For the Dawn, everybody can look forward to 47 cents. The next rate is 57 cents. 87 cents, $2.27, and a contract rate of $6. Those are the rates for the Dawn. For the Zim, there's 11 cents, 22 cents, and a contract rate of 35 cents is what one bank is giving up. Now, they're saying that all of the contract rates are given out if you have a humanitarian project. Even here in the U.S., doesn't have to be Zimbabwe. Here in the U.S., if you have a humanitarian project, they're going to give you the contract rates. Now, I'm just saying this just came out of Wednesday's meeting, and actually they told me it could change in an hour or 2 hours, but right now that's what we're doing. Which I said, okay. First of all, that's not what we agreed on. We agreed on a certain percentage of people would get contract rates, period. And we're going to have to discuss that and see it. Not that they had to have humanitarian project to get those. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was told all you have to do is ask for the contract rate and you would get it up to their limit. So now they're saying they want to give it to anybody who has a humanitarian project. So we're going to have to wait and see. And if that's true, then again, we have an issue. Because that is not what we agreed on. We agreed that a certain amount of people would get it. Now, how do you get the various rates? They're giving the rates out based on how much currency you have. Okay? The people with the least amount of currency get the highest rates. Let me see. Oh, sorry. Nope. Here's what I got. I got
Yeah, okay.
I got this from a couple different people, yes. It's still, all this information is coming from one bank, so I will tell you guys that. But a couple different people at that one bank, so a couple different locations are verifying that this is what's going on. We have another bank, Tier 2 Bank, who has some of these rates with very 35 cent, they got 32 cent, you know, 47, they got 43. Because I tell you, different banks are going to do different things. But it's penny nickels dying some time. Some of your smaller banks, Tier 2 banks, probably won't do contract rates, and they already know they're not going to do that. So if you're looking at some of those other banks, you have to contact them first and see if they're able to offer you the contract rates. Now, what I don't know is the first question CIA is going to ask me, and what is the threshold for each rate? I do not have that information. I just have the rates themselves. I am trying to get the thresholds because that's another level of information. And I actually have people working on that right now. So we can try and know before we go in what the limits are for each rate. But right now I just have the rates themselves. But the more you have, the smaller rate you have, or the less you have, the larger rate you get. Now, do you guys want me to tell you how to work around all this? Yes, I know you do, but we're not going to discuss that on this call. Why not? Because then they would just change everything. We got to wait till it's live. Then we can discuss it. So I can tell you guys exactly what to do. But what I would do, that's for sure, to make sure I got the highest rates in all of it. But anyway, that's where we're at right there. Today is a day off for the exchanges. Again, not all of them, but enough Tier 1, Tier 2 banks that they're not expecting anything. So I don't even know why any of them are working today, but they are all scheduled to work tomorrow. I can tell you that. So that's what we're waiting for. Oh, Rupia. Rupia was 105, 108, and 125 are the three rates that they're giving out for that. Again, all rates are based on how much you have or how little you have, either way you want to look at it. Don't expect anything today. It's Friday, unless it's after the market's closed, again, because the rates have been removed from the screen. They were there this morning. They're not there now, according to, well, they weren't there 30 minutes ago, so I'm going to say that. So we just talked to you. There were no rates on the screens. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, Electroman says, can the Chinese really make this happen without the U.S. Treasury?
No. And a bunch of idiots keep telling you that. They've been telling you that for years, that the elders are going to do this, and they said it better be done by Friday at 7 o'clock, and if the U.S. Treasury doesn't do it, they're going to make it happen. They're not even involved in it. They had to get a contract to get involved and to buy the dinar from us. They weren't even part of the GCR, and then these idiots are telling you that they're going to enforce it. Well, how come they haven't? As many times as they said that, the elders are upset, the elders are mad, the elders said it better be done by this time, the elders said, and when has it happened? Not at all. Just like, guess what else didn't happen? Trump didn't announce a new republic yesterday. Trump didn't announce a new dollars yesterday. The RV didn't happen 2 hours after Trump's speech yesterday. And none of the other mess they keep telling you guys. But go ahead and listen to them if you want to. All right, what's next?
M. Ryle says, on Wednesday call, our CIA lady asked if the banks, the UST, and the committee guy were on the same page. You answered, the banks say they are doing it. The UST is saying they are doing it. It is the committee guy in Pentagon that say no when you say doing it. Are you referring to the RV or the ZIM?
The ZIM. Her question was about the ZIM, I'm pretty sure. And we were talking about the ZIM, whether or not it was going to go.
Cosmo says, are you sure the redemption centers exist? We have heard about these for years, and they would have been expensive for the banks.
Am I sure they exist? I haven't walked into one personally. No. I do have a guy who I've known for 30 years who actually did walk into one personally. I do know people who I've known for years now who actually run an exchange, who have ran an exchange, and who are actually exchangers in an exchange. So how else I can explain it to you, prove it to you, I don't know, but yes, they do exist.
All right. Pastor Lupe says, does non-taxable event apply to structured payouts too?
I have no idea, gang. They just said it was a non-taxable event. I did have somebody who works the exchange, and she said there was a non-taxable event. That's what they're being told. So I would think it would apply to your entire event, however it's structured. But those are questions you can be able to ask during your exchange or see an accountant afterward.
Abundance Above says, I have retired and moved out of the country since I purchased my currency years ago. Where do I need to go to exchange? I do have family still living in the U.S.
I have no idea. I can't answer individual questions. I don't know how long you've lived, wherever you lived at, if you're a citizen or dual citizen. There's too many variables in there to answer that question. So if I were you, when the 800 numbers come out, I would call the one that applied to my old house, territory where the information is and ask the question. That's what I would do.
All right. BBP Dinar says, are the banks that concerned over the issues they experienced with the first group of people to hold up the RV at this time?
No. Again, guys, I explained to you that the problem with the first 5,000 was not on our side. It was on their side and some administrative situations that they ran into. And my understanding is that is taken care of, and they're ready to go as soon as we can go.
All right. CaveNCA51 says, questions on the ZIM humanitarian project. Based on what was said on the prior call, a humanitarian project can now be U.S.-based?
I did not say that their humanitarian project for the ZIM could be U.S.-based. I never said that. I said the humanitarian projects they're saying for the Dinar or the Dong can be U.S.-based. I did not say the ZIM.
Do we tell them we want the contract for ZIM on a humanitarian project when we call the 800 number?
Just tell them. What are you looking for? They're not concerned with it on the 800 numbers. They're concerned with the amount you have so they can send you to the right person. Then when you go do your exchange is where you should be doing that at.
Okay. That was the next question. Do we take our humanitarian project proposal to the exchange?
I would take it because I don't know how it's going to work, guys. I mean, I really don't. It baffles me, and I'm telling you the truth, that all over the country, they're going to let some guy who's a branch manager who now is working the exchange or a wealth manager who's working it decide if your humanitarian project is humanitarian enough to give you $28. Some guy who knows nothing about putting projects together because he works for a bank. He's doing bank things or what your humanitarian project even governs or how it should even work. He doesn't know anything about a water plant or putting together wind projects or, you know, setting up a foundation and have a plan to house kids who time out of the system, the adoption system, everything else. How would they know about all these different plans you're going to bring and they decide who is worthy or whose plan makes sense or whose plan doesn't make sense to give you this money? So I don't know how they're going to do that. And those are the details I'm trying to find out right now because it doesn't make sense to me that they would base it on that. If you have a project, you want it, yeah, we're going to give it to you. But for this guy sitting at this desk to decide if your project is worthy or not, I don't see how that's going to work. Because he doesn't know, you know, how long you put into this, what your passion is, or what you plan on doing afterwards. He doesn't know, just sitting there looking at you for 15 minutes, if your project is even viable or not. Or if they're only taking 30, 45 minutes to do the whole exchange process, how is he supposed to go through your project in all that time and do everything else that you're supposed to get done? I don't know. That's why it doesn't make sense to me. But let's find out how it works. Okay?
All right.
And then if they're going to delay it, like with the ZIM, and tell you it's going to take 90 days for you to get your money, that's crazy. Okay.
Dinar Blessing says, in your opening statement, when you said the higher rates are for the people with lower amounts, you are not talking about the contract rates, correct?
I'm talking about all of the rates. The less you have, the higher you get, and the contract rate, I mean, it could be because it's a humanitarian project, is what they were saying. At first, you guys remember months ago, we told you they want to give the contract rates to the people with the least amount so they weren't creating simple billionaires, or what they say, plain billionaire, whatever they call it. I couldn't even remember what he said that day. But they didn't want to be creating a whole bunch of billionaires and even you know, multimillionaires, so they wanted to give it to the people with the least amount of money because they know they would just go through it real quick. I mean, there was a reason for it. They're trying not to create ultra-rich people. Okay. Isn't it?
Too Tall says, do you have the promised contract rates and the qualifications for those rates, the humanitarian projects, et cetera, in writing, or is this all a verbal agreement with people that may not even be involved in the RV anymore?
I have I have what I need, so let me just put it that way. Okay? For me to go to bat, common millionaire, I should say. For me to go to bat, for me to publish what I need to publish. So don't worry about what I have. They're basing these rates and this information is what they're being taught for this last 4 or 5 days is what being explained to the exchangers and how this is going to operate. Okay.
Rimfire asks, did the SKRs go live?
No, they're not live. They're not live. They're still showing pending as of this morning, and we are supposed to be getting updates this afternoon as to why, when, where, and how. And I tried to explain to some people who had them. I know they're trying to tell you what date is going to happen because that's what's projected, but I don't believe any of them are going to go live until we all go, because that's what we've been told for years, months, and the last 3 weeks. They're all going live together. All right, isn't it?
Del Broa says, please elaborate on the release of the lower denominations in Iraq and if they are seeing pricing changes at street level.
I haven't talked to them this morning. We did get an American citizen who told us they were actually lower denoms coming out the ATMs. We got it from an American citizen. I did not get it from I did 2 days ago, from an Iraqi in Kurdistan. I have not gotten it from anybody in Baghdad yet, but I did not talk to them this morning. So we typically don't on Friday unless it's in the evenings. So I'll see what happens. If I get that information, I will tweet it out to you guys.
All right. Noble Lion 77 says, how does one have a humanitarian project?
Okay. I'm going to let Ray answer that question. Okay. It's like anything else. You create one. That's how you have one. You create one. You think how you can help humanity, a business, an opportunity, something you want to do for humanity. You put it down on paper. You put down a business proposal and the structure of how you would do it, what it would cost you, how you plan on funding it, your partners, just like any other business or proposal that you would do. And you submit it and say, this is what I plan on doing with this $1 billion if you give it to me, and this is how it breaks down.
And you know the part that doesn't make sense about that?
What?
Is even if a person has the necessary skill set to put it together, who is the bank going to have on their end with the necessary skill set to understand it and approve it on the spot?
That's what I just got through saying. That's why it doesn't make sense.
I can
put together a business proposal. You know what? I can tell you guys how to, I can tell you how everybody can have a business proposal this evening. But I won't do that because that probably wouldn't be right. But anyway, there are easy, simple ways, and you can submit it Okay, no, I can't tell you guys all that. That's too much information. But there's definite ways for you guys to do this with proven business plans and dare them to say it doesn't work. I dare you to say this doesn't work to you, but we're not going to get into all that, I guess, until after this thing goes live. If this is true, what?
Okay, but now, see, you said a proven business plan. A humanitarian plan, I don't even know how to even would accept it as a humanitarian plan if it hasn't been rubber stamped with 501c3, where the government is recognizing as a charity. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of question marks with all of that. That's why I don't believe in any of that humanitarian project BS.
It is, but it still has to operate as a business. I mean, you got to be people running it, doing it. There has to be salaries. There has to be positions. There has to be, you know, things that you're going to do to make sure this happens. All that is part of it. So you got to have how much you're going to put down for equipment. You know, depending on what your plan is, if it even involves that. And I mean, if you're putting out a proposal and you're asking the government for money or you're asking a bank for money, those are the things they're going to want to see. And no, but the question is, how does this one guy who's doing exchanges all day look at 50, 60 different proposals and say, oh, yours is good, yours not. I like yours, I don't like yours. I don't like those guys who you're trying to help. Or these guys I love, I'm going to give you twice as much. That just doesn't even make sense to me.
Nope. That sounds like a drawn-out process where it has to go to some board, and they have to review them and then approve them, reply back.
So that part didn't make sense to me, guys. I didn't, and actually, we heard this a couple of days ago. I wasn't going to bring it up to you guys, but I heard it from somebody else as early as this morning, and I'm saying that still just doesn't make sense to me. So I want everybody scrambling for that. I want to go with what we heard before, ask for the contract rate, first come, first serve. That's what I would do. Ms. Nett.
All right, let's talk to some live folks. 760 area code, you're on.
Hello, good morning, Ray and Tony.
Morning.
I have
good
a
morning.
Question. I am new for about 2 months, I guess. I do not know how to get into the form. I get the tweets, but I don't know where the form is. I have your website. Is that the one we have to put a code in?
No, you go to the website and just click on the button that says form. And then the updates that I post, that's what you'll be able to see all the time.
Okay. And then it's super fantastic, that form?
TNTSuperFantastic.com. And then click on that blue button that says forum. And since you don't have you're not a board member, then only one folder is going to open up to you, and that's the latest blast and tweets where I put everything.
Okay, thank you. I'll try it again. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Yeah.
Sir?
What?
You were saying something?
I was just telling her you're welcome. That's
oh, okay.
What's next?
865. Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. I appreciate all of your information on this, what I hope is going to be a finale Friday for us. Was intrigued with, and thank you for sharing all the rates on the currencies that we are most interested in. Was curious in terms of why the dinar and the dom had five categories, and the ZIM and the Rupiah only had three. And also as a segment on that question, that you indicated that the 35-cent rate on ZIM was a contract rate, but you did not use the terminology contract for the 125 rate for Rupiah. Is the 125 a contract rate?
I didn't get it like that, so I couldn't give it to you. Just said that was the three rates. Didn't say there was
okay.
a contract rate for the Rupiah.
Okay,
close.
So three of
the three rates.
Okay, but three of the four currencies do have contract rates, being the dinar, the dom, and the Zimbabwe.
Correct.
But did they explain why there are five segments on the dinar and five on the dom? Only three on the other two? Okay.
No, and I would surmise it to be because there are more currency holders in those two and they're dividing them up.
I was somewhat presuming that, but one doesn't like to use, you know the definition for assume, so I did not want to do all that, but I was thought possibly they might have explained it further. I'm also intrigued with the position of all of your info providers, intel providers that you're getting. How are they, how would you describe them? Are they getting to the point of exasperation, being perplexed, puzzled, disgusted? Where do they stand
all
in
of
all
that.
Of this?
All of that. I mean, they were really upset yesterday when they were told, this morning when they got the phone calls not to come in. Believe me, they highly upset. I talked to them, and I mean, they're just like us, so tired of this roller coaster and come and don't come and stay, and you can't go home, and you can't use your phone, and you can only talk to your spouse, and believe me, they are getting frustrated once again. Because it's been 4 or 5 days in a row. A bunch of them missed the 4th of July yesterday, only to be told to, take today off.
We feel for them, and I hope they feel for us. Well, again, appreciate all the info. And, of course, I always add 10 days to whenever, and we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. And, obviously, it's going to be falling into the middle part of July, but hopefully sooner rather than later. And, again, thank you so much for all your tidbits. Most, most appreciated. And make this our finale Friday, please, for those who are listening.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
301 area code, you are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic. To the nth degree.
Great. Pretty good. I just have some questions. When it comes to validating the screen rates and other intel, with technology, are we able to get, pictures of the screen rate to show, what it is, or is that something that we're not able to do? The second thing, you mentioned the not lower denoms coming out of the ATMs. Has anyone seen pictures of the lower denoms coming out of the ATMs? And then thirdly, you seem really, really hard on people who put out or ask you questions on other people's intel, and up to this point everybody has been wrong. Why are you so harsh with everyone else's intel when ours or yours hasn't been on point either, because we're still here?
So first of all, no, we're not getting pictures of screen rates because nobody is going to jeopardize their job, their life, or their family's income just to make you happy. So that's not going to happen. The fact that they're even taking the risk to give us the information, explain it to us, is more than they should even be doing. But you want them to do the utmost, and you go, oh, too bad, shouldn't have did that, and go on about your life while they ruin theirs. But everybody wants everything but don't want to give anything, okay? Now, second of all, no, again, we haven't seen the lower denoms. Nobody has sent us pictures of any, and they haven't throughout the years. Now, Iraq, they were told not to. Even their citizens were told not to. They're told not to post stuff on Facebook anywhere else. And again, their laws are different from ours. Their rules are different from ours. And if they're tracking it or doing anything else, why should they risk, again, their family and their future, their doors getting kicked in, their computers stuck in, or them in jail, like has happened throughout the years, people giving us information, again, to make you happy, doesn't cost you anything else. If they're giving us the information, great. If it comes out and it's posted in the news, like everything else, then we will see it. If not, and again, just because one person says it, it's happening in Oregon, and it's not happening in California, is it still happening in the U.S.? Yeah, but everybody's not seeing it. If it happened in one little city and they say, this is where we're starting at, and we see it, but the rest of the country doesn't, it still is happening over there. So there are reasons people are saying anything, and it's not really all about you or us, or they just want to lie to you just to be lying. These people have been working with us for years, giving us good information, and we have seen things happen. What hasn't happened is the RV hasn't happened. Has it been scheduled to happen? Yes. Have they tried to make it happen? Yes. It just hasn't happened for reasons beyond their control or beyond my control. Because I don't control shit. I just do it. I just put out the information as we get it and try to explain it to people so they can understand it. Now, why am I so harsh on other people's information? I'm not. For years, I've told you guys to go listen to other people and then try to decide what's right and what's wrong. Go listen to other people because I'm not the only one getting information. There are other people who get information. Some of them get it before I do. So I go back and I verify it. Well, I see, does this make sense? And what I get upset about, because I can, is nonsense, stupidity, ignorance. And when people just flat out make up bullshit just to be saying something, that's what I get upset about. When they're taking advantage of people, when they're taking their dinars or creating groups, or they're telling them that they have to have a trust with them to get through, or they're telling them that our entire government is going to switch over in a 24-hour period. It doesn't make any sense to anybody that has any goddamn sense. So that's why I get upset. We don't have green dollars, pink dollars. They're not going to change the U.S. currency overnight. And guess what? Only the people in Dinar land know about it. The rest of the country is going to be blindsided. Guess what? Bush comes on TV. Obama comes on TV. Rice comes on TV. They all put out statements. But how can that be? Do you know how many times these idiots have arrested them, wiped out the government, put them on a barge, headed them off to Cuba, Guantanamo Bay, and everywhere else? Something just doesn't even make good common sense. And they got people following it and believing it. I mean, listen to it. Look at it, and you'll see why I criticize it, because it doesn't make sense. Did I answer all your questions?
Yeah, I just got one more. With that being said, didn't mean to touch on the sensitive nerve there, but I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
If this thing doesn't kick off today or it doesn't kick off in the morning, do you have any information or intel that states what would be the next possible window or time frame? Or
I don't,
you know,
I don't have another date. I understand. We've been getting dates for years, and if it's not
right,
this is that. What we've been getting right now is all done. It's all done. It's ready to go. We have a green light. We just don't know when it's going to go. They're bringing
right.
people in for a week, keeping them away from their families. Like I said, sequestering them. And they did this one time before, I think back in 2014, because it was years ago. They did say not for this long did they hold them out, but they're holding them out. They haven't given them this much in-depth information that we're giving out, what actually is the breakdowns and how that's going to work. So we're getting more and more of that. They hadn't brought people in because they did people who left the bank 2 years ago, 3 years ago. They brought them back in to help complete this process. So that part hadn't happened. And the Tier 2 banks, Tier 3 banks, the information they're receiving, this is their first time ever getting it, and they're ready to go. So a lot of things are different, even though you guys seem to think they're the same. They're not. We can see change. We can see us getting closer and closer to the end, and we just have to wait for it. I don't know what day it's going to be. All I know is they said this week. So we're here. It's Friday. Now they're saying tomorrow. We know MasterCard, Visa card, they were going to try and do something the first week of July as far as international where all the rates can all be seen. Well, this is the first week of July, so we have to wait till tomorrow and see if it happens. If it doesn't, then that's when things will change and we'll see what's next. But right now, that's what we have.
Okay. Again, I appreciate everything you guys have done, and I'm going to enjoy my weekend as I know you guys will, and I'm probably going to go buy some more currency, as you tell everybody to do, until this thing kicks off. So, thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Thank
have
you.
A great weekend. All right.
You know
ain't going. Bus lady, you're on.
Well, hello, Ray and Tony. How you guys doing?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I heard that song, you know what? And I was trying not to get all close to the song and, you know, get connected to it. But when I heard it, I'm like, oh, that's my song. I'm like, you know what? Ray needs to quit his foolishness. So, anyway. But I was just pretty much all my questions seem like have been answered by 865, and because that was going to be one of my questions, and you answered it too in your introduction about the threshold, you know, what was going to be able to let us know how we qualify for each level of the rate that you gave. And as far as qualifying for the rate, I was just wanting to know if they were going to have something in the process and procedures that they would be giving you guys before we go in so that we can kind of be updated about that to know how to qualify. One of my questions were going to be is, say, for instance, we don't take all of our currency in at the same time. Some of us are still ordering currencies that may not be in. So depending on what we have when we go in, that may be what we take, but we may have some that come in after the fact. And so now with this scenario thrown in, how does that work if it's going to be dependent on the quantity that you have? Can we go back in at a later date and exchange the rest that we have without it being an
okay.
issue?
Listen, we don't have all the bank information. This is for everybody. We don't know what their procedures are. We don't know what opportunities they're going to give you. They're not giving us any of that, and we're not going to know any of that until some people start going through and asking
right.
the questions and we find out. Okay? The bank... And because there's different banks doing different things, we're never
mm-hmm.
going to have that information in writing come to us. Here, tell
mm-hmm.
us what you do. And we don't work for the bank. You know, they're not paying
right.
me anything. They're not paying Ray anything to go out there and work for them. Make it work. We're trying to do this so that everybody will understand, make the process as simple. And we've been educating people for years. But that part is not going to happen. That's the bank's business. And they're going to decide. They may ask you, hey, bring me a copy of your order sheet. Bring me a copy of your delivery sheet, whatever, your pending transaction, so I know that's what you ordered, and I included it in and gave you this rate, or I didn't. I don't know. You know, one bank may do that, and another bank might. So we can't give you that kind of information. The thresholds, we don't know yet. And listen very carefully, everybody, because some of I did not say that the people with the least amount get the contract rate without doing humanitarian project, because I don't know that. I said they're trying to give the highest rate to the people with the least amounts. Now they're talking about if anybody wants a contract rate, that you need a humanitarian project. And that could just be one bank. The other banks aren't doing it. So I'm just making you guys aware of it. So I didn't say anything. This is what they said. I said 3 weeks ago they wanted to give the highest rates to the people with the least amount of currency. they still want to do that. If I'm looking at the dinar and the highest rate before you get to the contract rate is $8, then somebody who comes in with 100,000 dinar, they're trying to give him $8 is what they're telling me. He has the least amount. I'm trying to give him the highest rate. Where
you
somebody
know,
who comes in with a million or 10 million, they're trying to give up. But I don't know what the thresholds are. That was
right.
just an example.
Right.
I probably can't
right.
say that enough. That was just an example.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, and you know people now that this have been thrown out, there may be different ways that people may be thinking about how they're going to go in and exchange, meaning if they're going to take all their stuff in at one time. I mean, you know, come on, people, that the banks or whoever's making this decision, they need to know that people are going to have ways that they think they can do this in order to benefit to the best of their ability to get the most out of this. So my question to you, or my question to them maybe, that this question can be asked of them is this going to be something in a way of, I wouldn't even say double dipping, but is it going to be limited as far as your opportunity of being able to exchange after you go in the first time and you happen to go out and purchase more or have more, you want to come back in and exchange, will they not let us come back in for that reason? You know, so those are just
people cannot limit you. Okay, they're not going to be able to limit you and say you can only exchange 100,000 dinar because you did that on Monday. You still have
yeah.
currency. They may say, we did an exchange with you. They can't stop you from going to every other bank and doing
okay.
the exchange and doing what you want to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop
mm-hmm.
you from giving it to your brother, sister, cousin, uncle and say, go exchange this and then transfer it over to my bank. There's a million different ways and things you can do to get around
right.
all of this. If they
right,
want to make
right.
it complicated, but
right.
they think most people don't. Most people don't even know this. You guys didn't even know what I just said. And most people just
right.
going to walk in there and say, I got this much. And the guy can say, guess what? I'm going to be able to give you this rate now. But it's out there. So
yeah.
where it wasn't
well,
out there, we were there. Because
yeah.
we're here trying to help us get the most we can get out of this thing and then do the right thing with it. I mean, that's my
yeah.
job. That's Ray's
yeah.
job. Well, Ray may not see it as a job. But that's what, that is what we're trying to do and make sure you guys keep it as long as you can possibly keep it. And that's our
yeah.
purpose in being here.
Well, you know, I mean, anybody in their right mind going to always try to find a way to, I wouldn't say, you know, to get the most out of this. To me, this is a once-in-a-lifetime
You're
thing.
Wrong.
So if there's,
You're wrong.
Okay.
I hear it time and time again. I'm going right to the bank. I don't care if I'm
okay.
getting 50 cents. I'm going. I'm cashing in. If I'm getting this, I'm done. And the bank is counting on that.
Okay?
There's only, I'm saying, again, we got 140,000 Twitter followers. Okay? We get a million recordings on it a day. But there's 10, 20 million people with dinar. They don't have a clue. And they're going to go do exactly what the bank wants them to do. And take
well,
that. That's just how it is. We're just going to get a benefit of it because we know what's going
right.
on.
The Denarians, right, that's in this, that's listening to the call every day and in the loop, whatever. I'm talking about those people. And if you've been on this road or ride long enough, you are going to try to make the best of it. And so my point is, if I, now that I know this, I can put it on myself, then it would be crazy for me not to try to find the best ways of opportunity to make the most of this. So anybody in their right mind now ain't going to want to take in all their currency at one time if that's how they're going to base it. I mean, I'm going to try to make the best of it, but I don't want them to put a stipulation on me. I'm just saying, I mean, come on. They listening to our calls, trying to figure out ways that they can – you know, do what they do. We got it. We doing the same thing. We're only humans. So, who
so let me
right
tell you guys something. Okay, this is why we do this. I'm going to tell you guys this. Just today, and I've been hearing this, and I've been telling you guys for years, but just today, it was related to us that after our phone call, after our TNT phone calls, the banks have a meeting. Okay? After our phone calls, the banks send out memos to their branch managers and to their exchange people, basically about our call. We just got that this morning. One of the exchanges said, I think they listen to your calls, and then they tell us what to do. Because it's right after your call. So we know that. But we've been knowing that for years. We know years ago they changed laws because of our calls. Because of some of the things we discussed. They changed the law to make sure we couldn't do it. So, again, that's where I have to be careful sometimes of putting out too much information.
Yeah.
But, and I give it to you. But what I can't share with you guys, and I can say there's definite ways around it, is all the different strategies you can get around this. Because I know them already. Oh, we can get around this. This is not a problem.
I see three or four myself right now.
But maybe they don't care. They're like, we'll deal with it with 200, 200, 300,000 who they have sense. But that other 8 million, 10 million, then we're going to game them. Because that's what they're going to do.
Well, I just hope people put their thinking caps on and whatever and think about this but what I don't want them to do is once we come in and tell them how and what we want to do for them to try to say, I wouldn't even call it double dipping. I don't know the word to say right now on where we couldn't come back and have an opportunity to come back a second time or a third time. I know they can do what they want to do. They're the government, they're the treasury, they're whomever, but you know, we are trying to find the best ways to strategize and have an opportunity to make the most out of this, just like what they're doing. And I think it's only fair. I say the best man and woman win. That's how I look at it. So
there you go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, that's all I have. I just wanted to ask that question. So I'm hoping we be in the banks tomorrow or the weekend. Thank you.
You and me too. Day. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, bus lady, I don't care what you say. The minute the light goes green, I'm taking everything down there and dumping it. You know, whatever rate they give me, then that's it, and then I'm out of here.
Am I still here? Hello?
Yeah.
Am I here? Can I ask a question? Okay, so with that said, what's your strategy on that, though?
I'm just kidding.
All your money. You know what? I
got
to talk to you after the call. You
quit
your foolishness. Okay. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right.
1-0. You're on. G-Man.
Hey. Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man.
Good afternoon, sir.
Morning.
It is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. This way it'll make it easier for Ray and Tony to track those donations as they come in. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to all of you who have sent in donations in the past, those of you who will send in donations today and in the near future. Your donations are very much needed and most appreciated. Thank you very much. Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you again to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite weekend, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend, too. We appreciate you.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 360 area code. You are on.
Well, good afternoon, Optimistic Ray, and good morning, George Patton, Tony.
Greetings,
okay. Are you doing?
I thought of that movie, and Patton said it best. He says, if you want them to remember it, give it to them loud and dirty. And it seems like there might have been just a touch of that this morning, and I found that amusing. It is a kind of a tip off that it would be obvious that some of this frustration, it's almost refreshing to hear, Tony, because if you didn't get a little frustrated by it, then there's something not working inside your own head. And so it sounds like your head is well intact, and kudos for that. A couple
Thank
things.
You.
you're well. On the rates that you gave us, are those buy rates or sell rates?
Ooh, I would hope they're sell rates.
Yeah, I would too.
I mean, for us selling, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Okay. Or them buy, however you look at it, yeah. Should be our rates. If
yeah,
rates
right.
On
okay.
The screen. Good question, though. I'm going to ask that next time.
Okay. Well, thanks. I like to put some thought into this, too, and I was glad I heard the CIA lady talk first, because it always precipitates some thoughts. As far as the presenting, you know, if, and I realize it's all a big if, because none of this is can be taken and written in stone until we actually are sitting down in our exchange. Because the first thing that popped into my head was, If there are humanitarian projects in the U.S., how detailed would they have to be? And then I thought the idea of Googling a planned bank or a bank rates, or not rates, but bank plans or business plans, would there be a difference in the two? And I wasn't sure if something like that. I'll have to try it myself, and I'll report back on that, on just Googling presenting a business plan. And because I've in the past I've actually done that, and so it would give us maybe a little bit more information to have at our fingertips when we did go in case that would bring a chance for a difference in the rates that we would be given. What do you think is the implication of the rates disappearing off screen if the rates have been locked in?
I thought it was a good thing personally, because I felt that there's a good chance for them coming back online after the market closed or tomorrow morning, and that's going. So it could be that, or it could be nothing. But that was my first thought when he said, hey, they were there this morning. Now he said all the rates are gone. I said, that could be a good thing. So I'm not upset about it.
Now, I remember back when I was overseas, and I'd make my calls in, and I commented back then that things changed when I went into my currency. They knew my home address, they knew, or I had to give them that, and then they would approve the sale of the currency that I purchased. So the details and so forth changed over time, because prior to that, I just say I want to buy this much, and they'd sell it to me, and I'd go back in the next day or the day after, and pick up the currency, and then that changed where do you live? First, it was my local address, and then it changed to my U.S. address, and so those details to me meant that they were starting to take much better accounting of who had the currency and where it was going. So it seems to me that there probably is a much greater knowledge of who has currency now of any degree, and not just a person who bought casually once or twice before the details became more important. And so I would have to think that they would have a better idea of how much currency is actually out there, if not, you know, a real exacting figure. And my question is, based on that, is don't you think they have a really good idea of who has how much currency and so forth? Because if there are people worrying about double dipping and doing all that stuff, then it doesn't make sense that they're going to give false information when asked how much currency they have, and then ordered to be later on facing you didn't tell us the truth. In other words, a perjury, almost.
Okay, so this is what's going to happen. First of all, yeah, the rules of the game changed, and they started tracking all the sales here in the U.S., even through the dealers. They were tracking their sales. So they knew how much was coming in the country and where it was going. So they have a firm handle on who ordered, and they have a way to look it up and see how much you've ordered. They've been had that. As I told you guys before, I mean, you know, I do an order at 10, 11 o'clock at night, and DC's telling me about it in the morning because he got briefed on how much I ordered. And I'm saying, okay. So, and they can do that on anybody. I mean, if they choose to, and they do that through the company. So, yeah. Then they change the rules at the bank, start questioning these people, and even denying them if they're not going to that country, because they're trying to slow down the sale of the currency here in the U.S. or slow down the number of people that were buying it. So now people are getting intimidated. Are you going there, or are you on vacation, or you bought your tickets? And they're like, well, I used to just walk in here and buy it. But now going through the bank, it became more difficult. Not going through the dealers, but going through the banks. Again, a way to slow it down. And again, that's how they're going to do in the next currency. So if you go into a bank and you say, this is all I have, and they know it, and then you go to another bank and say, this is all I have, when both of those forms hit the Treasury, somebody lied somewhere, right? And they're going to know that, because both banks are going to send their information to the Treasury and to IRS, whatever, even if it's non-taxable. Somebody's going to audit all this, and it's going to come out one way or the other. That's all. So it's too much money to play with and gamble with, as far as I'm concerned. But be honest about it. This is all I'm giving you. So what's my rate based on this? Because I'm going to go give it to him. So you need to do it based on what I'm exchanging with you. This is the rate that I get. And hopefully that's the way they're doing it. What you're going to exchange here, this amount, I'm going to give you this rate. Now, you don't know until you get there. So what you have to do when you dial the 800 number is give them your total amount so they send you to the right person who can make you the right offer. And then you decide what you're going to do or not do and go do that. But you got to start at the right place, and you can't start at the right place if, you know, you say, I only got $25 million and you got $425 million. You go to that guy, well, I want this, I want these perks, I want to do this. They say, you don't have enough money to do that, and I'm not authorized to do that, so now we just wasted our whole appointment.
Well, that makes sense. The other point, and just on a lighter note, because we have been classified in the past as various descriptions, I am toothless, but I have dentures. So does that change my category when it comes to how they're going to consider me? I won't be a toothless crackhead, but part of it I qualify for.
Oh, so you still do crack?
No, I don't. Well done, Ray. Well done. Yeah, no, I. Well, then I'll have to. Be more definitive in my questioning next time. Kudos for you. Oh, that is hilarious. I hope you had a good Fourth, and we certainly did on the Wainucci, I can tell you that. And I look forward to the calls when this has happened and what the advice and so forth the council will be at that particular point in time. So have a wonderful day to both, and hopefully Danny was listening and we'll get some tickling out of that too. So have a great day, you two.
All right, sir.
All right,
thank
thanks.
You.
You too. All right. Yeah.
Next up, 972, Danny in Dallas.
Hey there, fellas. How are you?
Hey, sir.
Super fantastic. How are you?
Good. I'm hunky dory, whatever that means. I'm not sure. You caught me here visiting with my mother. She's a young 88 or so.
Tell her I say hi.
Tony says hi, Mom. Hello. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is cool. Well, my questions are brief, I've had a lot of activity, so I haven't been able to hear everything, but I did not hear any comments on the caps. You know, we talked about 20 million dinar, 20 million dong, that sort of thing. It looks like the caps would be irrelevant at this point to some degree.
Well,
what's your comment
you're
on
right.
that?
I said you're right based on what they're saying. They're going to give out different rates based on how much you have, but I don't know what those thresholds are. Again, that's what
right.
I'm trying to see. So it could be somewhere in between that 20. I don't know. Could be, you know, everything above that 20. I just don't have it,
yeah.
But I do have somebody working on it, and they told me they'll be able to get it for me, so I'm
excellent.
Waiting to see.
Okay. That's we already know that it may vary between banks. I understand that. If we've got some handle, otherwise there's a few of us going to have to change our plans drastically on how we pursue this. It'll all be good in the end, but that was the first thing that came to mind because I'm trying to strive toward those caps and strategize because of it. But it is what it is. You guys have done all the work that requires us to understand this stuff. So thanks again, and I'm going to sign off and visit with my mom a while.
But Danny,
right.
The only caps that we discussed were caps on the contract rate.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, contract rates.
So
obviously,
I could see those still existing as an equitable way to spread it out, even if they're picking the lower people first. Some of us probably still would eventually hit the cap limit, I would imagine.
Well, I would hope so, but, I can imagine as many scenarios as I've gone through in strategizing, not knowing all the pieces. You know, you guys have said we may not know 80% of what's going on, but just strategizing over the months and years, I could imagine that we have to wad up that plan and go to something fresh. Look forward to hearing what they respond with. Because that's gonna help quite a bit. And the time is short, and we all appreciate that. But I'm going to visit with my mom a while. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Take care.
If he brings in something, he'll bring it in at the beginning.
One. You're on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
How are you all doing?
I am saying
I'm super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself.
Great. I was like, Tony, you're going to be super fantastic with all the stuff they gave you, huh?
I'm going to be super fantastic each and every day.
Man, that was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I can't tell them like Mr. Ray can.
Okay.
Okay. I have some questions. And you said on the last call, all questions are not dumb. Because this is what some people just may need to know these things.
That's right.
So, okay. Now, with this new stuff that they gave you today, and it don't make no sense, and it is confusing. Now, what about the double dipping?
What about the what double dipping?
Uh-huh. They still don't want you to double dip, right?
They do not want you to double dip, but there's nothing ever saying that you can't buy at market rate.
Right.
Okay.
So after we go do all of this and we change, okay, we exchange all three currencies, then we can go back and we can buy at the market rate when the NAR go up so high.
Absolutely. Nobody can stop you from doing that.
Okay. Are they, since they're changing so much about, you know, the projects and everything, did they change anything on the IMF overseas?
We haven't gotten any information on the IMF.
So as far as you know, they still doing that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that project is going to last forever. I mean, until they get it done and as part of the GCR. We just don't know what the procedures are to get involved with it yet.
Okay. So, but as far as you know, remember that was something being said that we might go all the way up into the 7th. Is that still on the board?
What might go up to the 7th?
With us changing?
Yeah, there's no preset date when the exchange is going to stop. Okay. Again, you know, that's the kind of stuff that irritates me. When people tell you there's only 5 days to do the exchange, or there's 8 days and 10 days they're going to stop accepting your currency. I mean, who does that make sense to? It's still going to be currency. It's still going to be viable currency. And who, I mean, what idiot out there, and I'm not talking about you who's putting it out, thinks that 8 million people can get processed in 5 days. He's just an idiot. Now, in order to think that this money's not going to be around 6 months from now, people are not going to know this all in 30 days. Some people are not even going to find out for 6 months later. Oh, yeah, I had some of that. This currency, the dinar itself, with the three zeros, it's supposed to be good for 2 years after the RV occurs. 2 years. Uh-huh. And they're saying you got 10 days. The dong and the rupiah are already currencies right now. They're legal currencies. So what? In 8 days, you can't exchange it anymore? I mean, people have been exchanging it for years. So they just put out comments that don't make any sense. You guys know I really want to say something else again. But things
doesn't
make sense
to
anybody
else.
With common sense. And they put it out like they know what they're talking about, or this is law and it's rule, and it's not. And they just got people following them blindly, which upsets me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, but listen, I don't listen to nobody else. I was asking what was it said that the bank is saying maybe we can go up until now to Sunday? That's what I was trying to ask. Maybe I didn't ask it right.
Are you saying we could start between now and Sunday?
Yes.
Oh. I'm hoping we start tomorrow.
I don't listen
like
to nobody else.
Think. Okay. So I don't know.
I don't
want to
listen
start
to nobody else. Because they don't make no
okay.
sense.
Okay. But it could start this evening. I don't know when to start. Well, probably not this evening because a couple of the banks told their people to take the day off. But they all have to be there tomorrow. So they're anticipating it happening sometime tomorrow or at least the window opening back up. Nobody thinks it's going to happen today. Well, I shouldn't say that either because there's a couple of major banks that still have their people sitting there. And I don't know why. Maybe because of what we're going through, they don't want them out giving out the information, so they're keeping them locked down until it happens. Because people who are at home, trust me, are giving out information. So.
You know, because what I don't understand is they're coming up with this, one of the banks, one of the major banks, with these mm-hmm. different rates, when people have went in and exchanged already, and some of them got the contract rate. And they got the contract rate on what was based before, right? Or do you know?
They got it without a humanitarian project. If that's what you're asking, yes.
You're right.
Well, because
so
it hasn't
that's
gone
not
live.
Fair.
I know, but life's not fair. But again, they
right.
gave me all this information and said, you know what? It could change in an hour. It could change in 2 hours because they're still talking about it. But it could happen. So we're going to work
right,
with what we get
right.
when we get it. Well,
right. And, you know, that's what I was just saying, you know, but I'm okay because in the beginning, when we first heard about Humana Project, I'm just going to be real. We listened to Bruce, listening to somebody else. So we thought the Humana Projects were for here. So my husband already had a project for like over 20 years ago. So we good for it being done in the U.S. because we got them both ways. So we still got that, you know, we still have the proposals for both. So we good with that. But I know some people don't. So it's not fair for them if they go this away. And I hope they hear me. For if they do go this away, it's not fair for others that don't have it. And now they're being told they have to have this. It's just not right. But we got to do what we got to do and go head on, bottom line. So, I mean.
No.
I
don't
say that. And I'm going to say this. I don't listen to nobody but y'all.
Okay. But I'm going to agree with you. It's not right. And at that point, you don't just have to accept it. So, and I think they would know what kind of, anyway, all right. We're not going to start nothing yet. Okay.
Right. But I'm done. I thank you all. And I wrote down everything you said today as a T. And I appreciate you all.
Okay.
And we're going to see going to see each other after we go to the bank this weekend. How about
that? All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
651 in the code. You're on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How are you?
All right. Hello.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. I'm doing real well. Ray, know your brother in the dark as well as in the light by token, symbol, sign, or handshake, my brother.
All right.
Real quick here, I wanted to just remind everybody on the call that both of you are working real hard, and you're giving all the information that you find is credible and giving the most you can. There might be more information out there. You may not have received it, but you're trying to get people up to date the best ways you can. So, you know, what comes after that when we do this exchange and they say, oh, nobody told me, or Ray and Tony didn't tell me. Well, you know, it's not like you're going with what you have and giving what you have. So people can't get mad and people can't say, well, this isn't fair, because people weren't supposed to know about this in the first place. Feel me? With this humanitarian projects and these rates, I've got some friends in some pretty good places, and I trust what they say. I can't say it's correct what they say, but I've seen some pictures. These pictures we're not supposed to see. I've seen them for a while. And from what I'm understanding, there's a standard package that people will receive when they come in there. It's going to be kind of like an assembly line when we call these 1-800 numbers and we say, oh, we got this or that, they're going to send us to the places, just like you've said, that can handle us. And when we go in there, the uninformed and the people who really don't know what they're going to do and don't know the terms are going to go through and get the standard package. And it's going to be a lot more money than what they ever had before. But the people that are informed, the people who understand and have set up teams, concepts, ideas, project management skills that have these projects, oh, yeah, their projects are going to get put under consideration. And from what I understand, they won't be approved on the spot. I can't tell you whether that's right or wrong, but it's information that I've gotten. The other thing I wanted to bring up is some very valuable information that you guys brought up, and I only heard it once or kind of touched on a couple times, but you really went into it big time once, and that was maybe a year ago or so. It was the bad kid list. And when our fellow brothers and sisters from this call go into these banks and they seem disappointed because they don't get what they want and they act up, remind them of the bad kid list. You need to go back into that because it can end bad for a lot of us when we think we deserve more and want more and we're not getting this contract rate, because you touched on something today with these people who believe that the aliens are coming down and the government's going to be put on a boat and shipped off to Guantanamo. There's a lot of those people out there. And do you really, well, obviously, you know, but these people, they are not going to give them $100 million liquid 5 days later and have them give it to Nephew Joe, who, you know, is going to flip it all sorts of ways but the right way, and then get conned out of it and it goes into some bad hands. They're just not going to do that. So as far as these large amounts of money, yeah, they'll get it. You touched on that $40 million that was given out and dispersed. I think there's going to be a lot of dispersals, slow dispersals, simply because there's a lot of idiots that you've described that believe stupidity, and they're not ready to manage a life with millions, let alone tens of millions of dollars. These are the people that, you know, go to work day to day. They don't have a structure to deal with this type of money just flowing into their life. So guess who's going to take control? The banks. But anyhow, my one main question is, please touch on the bad kid list. Remind them of what can happen if they act up. And also, when you heard about the ATMs kicking out lower denominations, I have some confusion on what the denominations were of these lower denominations. So if you could touch on that, I'd greatly appreciate it. And hold you square, brothers.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yep.
So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. And we did, and we got a warning about that. And we haven't talked about it in a while as far as you getting put on the no exchange list or no banking list for threatening bankers or, you know, causing a problem in the bank or anything else. And not only with that bank, once you get on the list, you're not going to be able to exchange it in any other bank. So don't let that happen. Any exchange, any negotiation is about talking to each other with respect, and trying to find information and asking the right questions. If you're not getting the answers you like, well, one of two things are happening. You're not asking the right questions to get you there, or you simply have been given wrong information going in. Okay? I don't think the banks are truly trying to just rip everybody off, but they are trying to do things the right way, bring money in. I mean, they're there to make money, so never get that part wrong. But even, and again, I don't know who's going to make that decision, who can handle $40 million today and who can't, or who can handle $100 million today and who can't. I mean, I don't know how the guy sitting behind the desk makes it when he doesn't even have $100 million. So how does he know what you can handle? People, different things in life. But I'm never, ever going to be mad at structured payouts, because it gets you time to become used to and knowledge of your newfound wealth and to watch it grow every month, not spend it all in a 30-day period of time. I never see anything wrong with it. You're still going to be worth $40 million. You're just getting it over 12 months instead of 12 days. You still can build the future out for the whole year, but it gives you time to get used to wealth. And trust me, you have to get used to wealth, because there's nothing like what you had before. And also, because you don't have it all, might help you with some of your family and friends situation. You know, I just didn't get it all. They're paying me out over 12 months, or they're paying me out over 5 years. So I don't have all that money that we thought we were going to have to spread it out to everybody. Good excuse there to do that. So be mindful. Now, as far as the lower denominations, we're going to go out and we're trying to get clarification, because I'm going to ask the ones, twos, and the fives, because everybody just assumes lower denoms are lower denoms. That's what we're looking for, and they're coming out. But we'll try and get that specific. We're not going to get pictures, guys. We know they exist. We know they've been sitting in banks over there for years. We have people who run a bank who says they're sitting there. They're still not sending us pictures of them. And I don't blame them until they actually go live, because they're scared of what might happen to them. Okay, Ray.
All right, sir. We'll wrap this one up. Do you have some other closing comments?
Guys, we just know we're there. That's all. We know everything's being done. Information is slowly still coming out. The longer they take, the more information we get, the better plan we can have for going in. You know, a guy told me this morning while I was talking to him something that a lot of people have said for years. I'm glad this didn't happen last year. I'm glad this didn't happen 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because I'd be broke now. So what I've learned in my lifetime, and I hope you learned in yours, is things come to you when you're ready for them. We've had time. We've talked about it, trust, foundations, different bank accounts, how to put your money to work, everything else that should position all of you here today to know exactly what to do. So this can not be a one-time event, but the creation of a legacy for you and your family. So think about it, have a plan, take the information I gave you today, and try to have a plan for that if it happens. We'll see. We're waiting for some more information. Somebody's waiting to get some today. I'm waiting to hopefully get these thresholds back, if I can get that today, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. But, yep, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of the day and your weekend if we have to. If anything happens, we'll tweet it out. We'll put it in the form. But we'll get back to you. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this segment of ENT Super Fantastic. Continue to enjoy your July 4th weekend. It's Friday. Let's live it up Friday night so we can enjoy Saturday. And maybe, just maybe, we'll have some interesting things to share with you tomorrow. We have banking folks going to work that don't usually go to work on Saturday, going to locations they don't usually go to. Something is up. When we find out, we'll let you know. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Promise that he made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Ready?
God is able. Oh, I believe. I know it is already done.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
In the morning.
Remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Oh.
I'm excited about your future.
Hello,
this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
We're just waiting for the call any day.
To stop conference recording, this session is no longer being recorded.
Any minute. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we're out of here. Enjoy your holiday weekend.